The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic and numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,170, which, though an increase, is the smallest increase we've seen in weeks, at just 6% over a 24-hour period. If you'll remember, from Thursday to Friday, we jumped 32%. Friday to Sunday, we jumped 24%. Now, Sunday to Monday night, we're only jumping 6%, which is a good sign that social distancing is working. If you've been doing your part, thank you very much. 423 of those cases are in Blaine County. 419 are in Ada County. Canyon County is at 104. Kootenai County is at 43. And in southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting 53. Jerome is at 18 cases. Lincoln reporting 12. Kajah County reporting 5. 3 in Minidoka and Gooding. And 1 in Camas County. There have so far been 13 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 83 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. As I mentioned earlier, the Idaho Board of Education met yesterday to discuss closures around the state, and at the meeting, the board unanimously voted to extend the current soft closures for Idaho schools until the end of the school year or when health officials say it's safe to return to in-person classes. Now, I can tell you this much. I got a call from the Twin Falls School District yesterday. It was one of their robocall things, and it said, look, we have, you know, this many cases in Twin Falls County, and the idea that we would meet the criteria to reopen before the end of the year is very, very unlikely. But if health officials do deem it safe, the individual school district would need to make that decision to reopen schools themselves. It's been decided that Idaho's May 19th primary election will not be delayed, but if you wish to vote, you must request an absentee ballot as there will not be polling places. Again, if you want to vote, you got to do it by mail. To request your ballot, I have the page where you request it linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. So go request it and make your voice heard. Again, that election coming up on May 19th. A reminder that South Central Public Health is asking the public to donate new and unused personal protective equipment that you may have overpurchased when news of the pandemic first hit. Now, Southern Idaho is low on supplies for first responders and healthcare workers. So, if you have anything you can spare, drop off those supplies at either one of South Central Public Health District's offices or at the Blaine County Sheriff's Office if you live in Blaine County. Governor Little's stay-home order remains in effect until at least April 15th. We're not sure if Governor Little plans on extending that order, but late last week during an open forum with PBS, he stressed that he expects to add some sort of action on top of the 21-day stay-home order. He said, quote, I know something will take its place as we see the science and the epidemiology from the other places. As we see what we have here, we will adjust it. Until we have a vaccine, until we have immunity, until we have good treatments, something's going to have to take place after the 15th. But it depends on the science that's out there. Life will not go back to normal for a long time, which is news that none of us want to hear, but it is the reality. Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, City of Twin Falls have all suspended disconnections due to non-payment. If you are unable to pay your bill, reach out to your service provider. Let them know. They'll work on putting together a payment plan for you. And just a couple of quick deadline extensions that I've been telling you about. You now have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes and until June 15th to pay your Idaho taxes. Note that I mistakenly identified Idaho's tax deadline as July 15th last week. That is incorrect. Federal deadline, July 15th. State deadline, June 15th. And if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.